Daf is Baba Kama, Daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Tez Zayin Amabez, Baruch Hashem finishing up the first parak today of Maseches Baba Kama. So let's start a couple of lines up from the bottom on Tez Zayin Amid Beis. So we had the last Mishnah, Ma Beit Tam Lemuad, the differences between Tam and Muad, and one of the differences was Min Ha'aliyah or Migufo. Tam pays Migufo, and Muad pays Min Ha'aliyah, and the Gemara said, what does that mean? Min Me'ule Shebin Achasav, and once that came up, that was related to one of the burial plots of the Malchi Yehuda, so that's why we quoted a couple of other Chazals relating to where Malchi Yehuda were buried. And we brought in Yirmiyahu. So, Darash Rava, once we're talking about Yirmiyahu, we quote another pasuk that he davened. Darash Rava, Maidachsiv, Yihu Mukhshalam Lefanecha, Be'ez Apcha Asebahem. Yirmiyahu was very upset. So he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically don't accept the Tfilos. And don't have rachmanis on these people, right? They threw him in the pit. So mukshalom afanecha, let him be stumble in front of you. Beis apcha, at the time of your anger, aseh bahem. Amar Yirmiyahu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, afilu b'shaa she'osin staka, even at a time when they do staka, hachshilam bivnei adam she'ena muhuganim. Make them give staka, pashtus, to people who are not roy to get staka, kidei shelo yikablu aleihem schar, so that they won't get schar for it. This is a very unusual line. What does that mean? Two issues are brought up by the Mefarshim. Number one, if I get staka to somebody who's a faker, I get no schar for that? That's what he says. Make sure, let them have fakers come to their door. And therefore, they're not going to get schar for it. Number one. Number two, second idea, could you daven for someone else not to get schar for a mitzvah that they do? Is that an appropriate type of tefillah? Is that an appropriate type of onesh that he is davening for? So that's the question that the Mefarshim deal with. The first point. The Muki Yosef asked this question, and he says, in Achinami, right, what he davened for was that they would only find people who they know there are fakers, right? If they won't know, that's the mitzvah of shechacha, where somebody forgets a bundle in the field, and the medrash in Dvarim also relates to that idea. If a seller falls out of someone's pocket and then the Anani finds it, they're going to get schar for that, right? You don't even have to know. It doesn't matter whose it is. So the Nebuki Yosef here discussed at the end of the parak that if somebody gives staka, even if they don't know, and even if the person might be a faker, but if they did it, l'shem shemayim, they're going to get some type of schar for that, right? It's not on their shoulders. Ha de'eno makabel schar, hainu dafka b'misha yadu abo. Right, only if somebody knows, and I'm giving it as to those individuals for some reason. Avalameinu makiro ve'efshar shehu hagun. It's possible that he needs it. Most of the time, that's the case. Schar yeshlo shar l'shei mitzvah mechavein v'odi ilote machi. And if you don't say this, ato noel delas b'fnei kama muhuganim b'makom she'enem nikarim. Then nobody's going to give staka. Because they're going to think, oh, this might not be an appropriate recipient, and it's going to be work out terrible for the aniyim in general. And that is why the Nebuki Yosef says, of course you're going to get schar, as long as you don't know for sure that the person's a faker. But if the person has a chance, so then, chance that he is an ani, so then you're going to get the schar. So what Yirmiyahu Navi was davening was that they should know, they shouldn't have anybody who has needs come to them that they would give them tzedakah for. That's the Yisod. If you look in Rav Elchanan, in the Kovas Ha'aris, in the back of the Kovas Ha'aris, there are a couple of simanim related to Biurei Agados. Biurei Agados give shot to some of the Agadata. Again, it's hard to, what does the word Agadata mean? Doesn't just mean stories. We would call this Agadata. It's not really, it's a story, but Agadata means all the non-halachic parts of the Gemara. So it's more of a all-encompassing. There's the halacha, and agada means chazal, stories, ma'amarim. That's agadata, as we would call it. It's more of the catch-all. So Rav Elchanan there in Simen Gimel discusses this gemara, and he explains it with the following yisod. B'chol mitzvah yeshtam shnei dvarim. With every mitzvah, there are two aspects that are achieved with every mitzvah. And as we'll see with every avera. I mean, it's somewhat unknown, but he says it as follows. Yeshtam shnei dvarim. Number one, to'elas v'tikun hana'ase meha mitzvah. The ultimate purpose of why Hashem commanded this mitzvah. There's a certain tachlis, there's a certain result that is brought about based on this mitzvah. And that result would be brought about even if I'm not commanded to do the mitzvah. Why did the Avos and the Imos do the mitzvahs? Achlo nitna, right? We had at the end of Kiddushin. Am Ravina Kiyim is called Torah Kula Achlo nitna. Why? Why did he do that? The answer is because he, Baruch Kacho, realized that there are certain tachlidot, there are certain ultimate tikkunim that occur in Shamayim, that occur somewhere, that come out of this mitzvah. That's the first element. We have no idea, we can't fathom, as Rav Chaim Yivalashin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, the unbelievable effects that every single tiny part of every mitzvah achieve. One nice word to somebody causes earthquakes in Shamayim, right? In a good way, when we say, hi, how are you, to somebody who is in need. So says the Rabbi Chanan, To'elas v'tikun anasam e'amitzvah, asher b'shvil zed siva kadosh baruch hu la'asosa, ki l'kol mitzvah yesh tam, as he quotes the Ramban by Shiluach HaKan, that there are amazing tikkunim for every mitzvah. U'bishvil zed ha'yaroi la'asos ha'mitzvah, fil lo nesavino aleha, right? Nafkamina is that even if you weren't commanded, v'yalkein ki mu'avos is a Torah kodem sh'nitzav. Number one. Number two, but the second element of the mitzvah is, because Hashem commanded it, so there's value for me doing it. Right? Even if I have no idea, even if there is, wouldn't be a tachlis. If the king told me to do something, and I listen, so then, that is important. Right? Similar, just to give a, oh, let me just finish, and then we'll give you a mashal. Achareishin is tavinu l'kayam ha-mitzvah, hu inyin bifnei atzmo, l'kayim tzivui Hashem yisbarach. That's in terms of the mitzvos. And in terms of the averos, there are two elements. V'chein b'avera yishashtei inyonim. Number one, hatam asher b'shvilo uzharnu shalo la'asos ha'maisa ahi, the ultimate destruction that is brought about by the avera, when I violate the avera. U'bishvil zeh ha'yaroi libno ami la'asos ha'maisa afilu bilo asara, which would be a reason not to do the avera even without being commanded. And number two, the fact that I'm now commanded, I'm violating, I'm rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for example, the Meshech Chachma discusses, in Parsha Shoftim, the idea of Mor B'Malchus. Mor B'Malchus, the king wants to build a highway through my backyard, and I don't want him to. So I stand up, and I don't let him. Does Hashem really care about the content of what the king says? The answer is no. The answer is it's just the fact that I have to listen to the king. There you only have part two and not part one. Right, you don't have the content what the king says. Says the Rebbe Chanan. Nafkamina number one is, does it make sense to do it even without being commanded? Number two, and this is what's important for us, mitzvah srichas kavana or ain't srichas kavana. Let's assume, like we paskin in Simon Samach and Arachayim, mitzvah daraisa, we paskin mitzvah srichas kavana. Mitzvah darabanan, mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. Right, and that's why by Sfiras HaOmer, we don't say, what's tonight? Oh, tonight is blank. Because why? Because Rav Rishonim say that Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is a mitzvah d'rabanan, against the Rambam, but both say it's d'rabanan because we don't have the carbon of Omer. So then Yom Yotzeh, even without Kavana. And therefore, just giving the number would be Yotzeh the mitzvah. That's why we say what always yesterday was. But let's say mitzvah srichas Kavana, and I don't have Kavana. Or let's say mitzvah zain srichas Kavana. Let's say even if we pass in Lakula. Says Rabbi Chanan, does that mean it's mitzvah zein srichas kavana? If I do the mitzvah without kavana, it's exactly like I did the mitzvah with kavana. There's no difference in the eyes of Hashem. Says Rabbi Chanan, no. Afilu neima diyatza. Even if you say you were yotzei, that means shenasa hatikun v'atoalas b'mitzvah. That means part one, the ultimate result, the tikkunim gedolim that are created and achieved through the mitzvah. So that's what I get. But I didn't listen to God. I did, but that wasn't my purpose. I just happened to eat matzah because I was starving, but I didn't know it was Pesach, so I'm going to get schar for listening to Hashem? No, I didn't have kavanah for that. So therefore, I'm only going to get part one and not part two. Ula efech, b'chishiv lasos mitzvah v'lo asa mebnei shonena. So what about the other way? I wanted to do a mitzvah, but there was an ones. I didn't get to do the mitzvah. Ma'ala akad Hashem, it's as if you did it. So then it's the opposite. I'll get the credit as if I listened to Hashem, because I wanted to listen to Hashem. But l'maisa, the tikkunim will not be achieved because I didn't do the mitzvah. So how could I say that the earthquakes happened in Shamayim if the mitzvah wasn't done? Hashem could say, ah, I love you. I see you love me. I'll give you credit. But so that's two nafkamina. Number one, if you wanted to do the mitzvah but couldn't get through the mitzvah, what if you did the mitzvah without kavana? Those are the two opposite cases. So back to our discussion here. with Yirmiyahu. So Yirmiyahu is saying, have them get people who don't need it. Have the people who don't need it. Why? Because they're Rishon Gemurim. They're not doing mitzvahs with Kavana anyway. They threw him into the pit. So he's not saying, oh, when they do the mitzvah of Tzedakah. No, but the point is that sometimes people end up doing a mitzvah even if they don't mean to do a mitzvah. They'll give charity, they'll something, Ani will find some money of theirs. So says Yirmiyahu, no. I know they're not doing any mitzvahs l'shem Shavayim. So therefore, they're not going to get any credit for listening to the Dvar Hashem. But sometimes the tikkunim are achieved even without their kavana. Hashem, please don't allow anyone, mehugan, to be near them. So therefore, even the other part won't be achieved through their actions. So using those two ideas, that's how Bachanan explains this language of Yirmiyahu. Again, very different than the what we would have thought. And this relates to something that we've touched often, Be'adam L'Makom, Be'adam L'Chaveiro, right? That's also part of a different part of this discussion, right? Be'adam L'Chaveiro has a result and has a Maisa. Be'adam L'Makom more has the Maisa. The Chilek from Rabbi Yosef Engel that we've quoted in the past in Klal Yud Gimel and Asvid Araisa, similar idea. Not exactly the same, but similar. Hashem can give you the credit fully by Be'adam L'Makom's. But by Adam L'Chaveiro, even if you're an Ones, we can't say it's as if you did it. Because you wanted to go do Biker Cholim. You didn't get there. The car broke down. Okay, we understand, but you can't say the result was achieved. Right? Mitzvah per Sumenisa. You can't say the result was achieved if I didn't achieve that result. Right? Through the publicizing the Nes. So it's a similar idea to this Rebbe Elchanan, and again, in the Biurei Agados at the end in Simen Gimel. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, the Kfod Asu Lo B'Moso, and when Chizkiyahu died, they made a great covenant when he died. Chizkiyahu, as we said, one of the most amazing kings, tremendous supporter of Torah. He made everybody learn a lot. The Gemara says elsewhere, it's Sanhedrin that Midonva Bersheva. Everybody knew. Amazing, all the halachas. So what they do? What was the great covenant at the end of his life? Melamei Shoshivu Yeshiva Al Kivro. They built a yeshiva right by next to his kever. So they have all the learning, bizchuto, right next to his kever. Pligi Barabi Nasan Varabanan, how long was it for? Chadam Rashloshev, Chadam Rashiva. One says it was for 3 days, one says it was for a week, for all of Shiva, Varmila Shloshev. And some say it was for 30 days. There is a machlokas we showed him. Tosfos here on the bottom says, well, obviously it wasn't right next to the kever, because then that would be a violation of what we call loing larosh, cheref oseyu. Right? We're not allowed to do mitzvahs in the proximity of a kever, of a mace. Right? When we go to a cemetery, we put our tzitzis in, and we don't wear tefillin, and we can't do mitzvahs there. So Tosfos says, V'lo al kivro mamish, ela baricha dalet amos, deleka loig larush. Right, that is Tosfos. But if you look in other Rishonim, if you look in the Nemuki Yosef here, he says, no! Loig larush means when I'm doing a mitzvah for myself in the proximity of a niftar, so that's kind of like, I can do a mitzvah and you can't. But here, it's l'shem kavod ames. They set up the yeshiva to be a schus. What, at a levaya, you're not allowed to talk divrei Torah. At a levaya, you're talking divrei Torah for the niftar. B'schus the niftar. Right? When anyone, the minug of many going to kfaris and saying Tehillim. That's the minug. Puk chazi mayam adabar. Look what people do. People do that, and it is okay because that is l'chvod ames, says the Nemuki Yosef. It would not be a problem here. Even though we learned loy larosh, I knew the avid lanafshe ka'adim shekori batora. Aval hecha to ka'avid liyakra de shechva. You're doing it for kavod ames. Kagon b'nei yeshiva lechvod rabban. Lekem yishim loy larosh. That is not a problem, and that is the minug. The minug of Klal Yisrael is to do that. Whenever it is l'shem the niftar, it is not a problem. It's only if I do it personally. And this is, again, one of the sources in Shas for learning and Shloshim and Mishnayis, some type of learning for Niftar. You see right here, they did for Chizkiyahu HaMelech, right? They had learning Le'ilui Nishmaso, to bring up his Neshama. Tana Rabbanan, Viter. There is a Rashi, this is also one of the sources quoted, Rashi at the end of Yevamos, about the idea of having a day of Simcha for a yard site. So that's not as clear. There is a Rashi on the last Amud of Yevamos that that talks about something related, but it's not exactly, if you look there, it's not exactly that point. The idea, and obviously the related point of, I'm not saying Tachron on the day of a yard site, that is not an early custom. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Avadi Yosef both say it's a minhag tos, and if somebody's in a shul where they're not saying Tachron because of a yard site, then once you say Tachron, you don't have to scream about it, but just go and once you say Tachron. They're skipping, and either the Shulchan Aruch talks about it, the end of Hilchas Churban Habayis. All the days are listed of all the yard sites of days that people used to fast on Zion Adar, and the day that Aaron died, and the day that Yeshua ben Nun died, Chav Ches Iyar, and all the 20 days listed there in the Shulchan Aruch. It's right before Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the last siman about Hilchos Hazecha L'Chorban. So that's what we have in the Shulchan Aruch. We have that it's a day that we should mourn, the day that we should fast and do tshuva. But day of Simcha, that is not a custom. But again, it's a custom of many, but it's not does not have a real basic hardcore source in the poskim and in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan Kfaro of Sula Bamosa, Ozech Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, She Yatzu Lefanav Shloshim V'Shisha Elav Chalutzei Kaseid. This is Chizkiyahu, that they had 36,000 people who bore their bared their shoulders, right? That was one of the nihugim of Avelus in those days. Chalutzei Kasef. They had Divrei Yehuda. They had 36,000 people going out and doing it for him. What do you get 36,000? Lamed Vav is Gematria 36. Tosa says, right, and that's the 36,000, that is the, where the number comes from. Right, we have another Gemara elsewhere about the Lamed Vav Tzadikim in every generation. That's also based on the Gematria of Lamed Vav. Amar Le Reb Nechemya, V'halo Lefnei Achav Azukein. What do you mean? That was such a great thing for Chizkiyahu, who was one of the greatest kings. Achav, one of the most wicked kings. He also had this number of people by his Leviah. That can't be something unique to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, says the Gemara. Ella, what was so special about Chizkiyahu? What'd they do? Shehinichu Sefer Torah Omitaso. They put a Sefer Torah on his coffin. The Amru, and they said, Kiyem Zeh Mashakasa Bazeh. This Chizkiyahu was Mekayim, what is written in this great covet, that's what they compared, right? Right, we know Talmud Chacham is a living Sefer Torah. So, Kiyem Zeh, Mashakasa Bazeh. Tosus again says, are you allowed to do that? You allowed to take out a Sefer Torah and put it on a coffin? Sounds unusual to us. Tosus, third Tosus, Elahinichu Sefer Torah Mitaso, V'yaf Agav, even though it says in Moed Katan, right, if you'd have to guess where any of these halachas would be from, it would be in Moed Katan. And even though it says in Moed Katan, Gabi Rav Huna, Mashma da Asr Lasos, Kein Bishim Asr Leishiv Agabi Mita, She Sefer Torah Munachas Aleha. You're not allowed to have a Sefer Torah that is on the same level as where I am sitting on. So, how here can we put it on the bench, on the coffin? Uba HaKometz Rabba and Imenachas Ika Plugta Damaroi. Lekha Lemifrach Midur Nechemi Dehacha. It's not a problem. Why the shiny Chizkiyah Shahayagot that begadol b'tor ma'isem tovim b'yoser? Tosis his answer. Chizkiyah is different. There's an exception to the rule. Chizkiyah was unbelievable. He brought all of Klal Yisrael to learning and to spreading Torah. So basically, Tosis answers that it is an exception. A. The other suggestion given is that the other some achronim say, well, this is also is this connected to Loig LaRosh or is this connected to Bizayin Sefer Torah? The language of the Gemara that Tosus brings sounds like it's a Bizayin Sefer Torah issue, and therefore he has to come up with Chizki is an exception. But others formulated as a Loig LaRosh issue. How can you put a Sefer Torah in the proximity of a niftar? Just like we don't have tzitzis, just like we don't have tefillin. And the answer to that question is, it's only if I'm being mekayim a mitzvah in proximity to a mace. But here, I'm just holding a Sefer Torah. I'm putting a Sefer Torah, and again, it's l'kavod mace. So therefore, would it be a problem, as long as it's not on the same level? Right here, you're putting it on top of, not on the same level, and therefore, it would be okay. And you could say, Kiyem Zeh, Masha Kasev Azeh. So a beautiful thought in the Biurei Adaf here, they quote it, also related Dafka to Chizkiyahu, why Dafka they did this, from Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz in the Yaris Dvash, he quotes the Marsha's question, right? I mean, what did this add to say Kiyem Zeh Mashakasa Bazeh that was not added by setting up a yeshiva there and having learning there? So the Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz answers, Kibbe Emes, Haisa Savra, Shalola Kovra Bepumbi Kiyem Bachashoi. Because they thought maybe he shouldn't have such a great big Levaya. Why? Because she also meant a Russia, Yomru, right? Because after all, remember the story, Chizkiyahu HaMelech was on his deathbed, right? Brachas Dav Yud, and he didn't fulfill the mitzvah Puravu, because he saw in the future that he would have a son called Menashe, who was a terrible king. So, there was a little bit of talk about Chizkiyahu. Yeah, he had 15 years added on to his life. But maybe there was a little bit of talk. So the answer is no. They did this dafka. He was Mekayim everything he had to do. He learned from Yishayo, he had to do it. Even Puravu, which he didn't want to do at first, but then he's told by Yishayo, Bahadi Kashi Rahman Alamalach, right? Don't worry about the hidden things of God, and you do what you have to do. And therefore, that's the diuk of Kiyemze. He did it. Lachini Nicha Sevatar, Mitasa Lomar, Shakiyemze Mashkazabazem, Shu Nasa Isha Afshaya Libo Nokfo, Shiazim and Arusha. Even though it was against his better judgment to get married and to have a child, Elo Asakin Raklakai Mashkazabazem Sevatar. But he had to fulfill. And just to add one point to that Gemara, which is not always emphasized, Chizkiyo wasn't just saying, oh, I'm not going to have a child because I see I'm going to have a Russia. If he wouldn't have a child, that's the end of Malchus Beis David. Right? It wasn't just a personal, individual decision. There was going to be a terrible Menashe, but after that, there was going to be a Yoshio. And then there was going to be, and then eventually, there was going to be Malchus Beis David getting back on the proper path. But his decision wasn't only an individual decision. It was going to affect Malchus Beis David, which obviously we couldn't have. And that's why it was so dangerous what he did, having the cheshbonos, and that's what Yishayahu HaNavi told him. You can't have cheshbonos when it comes to mitzvahs Hashem. You do the mitzvah, and the rest is biyad Hashem. Okay, so let's continue. So Rav Nechemiah said, that's what they did. They brought the Sefer Torah out, and they said, Kiyim zeh mashakatsa bazeh. V'ya idna nami avdina nachi. Why is that so special about Chizkiyahu? We also do this. We don't do this, but maybe in the days of the Gemara they did this. Says the Gemara, Afuke mafkinan, anuchi lo manchinan. No, we bring the Sefer Torah out, but we don't put the Sefer Torah down next to the Niftar. Maybe they used to bring Sifrei Torah out and hold them by the Levayas of the Gdolei Ador. But they didn't lie them down. Maybe we even put it down, but we don't make such a declaration, right, of Kiyem Zeh Mashkasa Bazeh. Who's on that level to do that? So, even in the days of the Amoraim, they weren't on that level. And of course, Bizman Hazeh, we don't do any of this. There's even a shaila about having a levaya inside a base medrash, and inside a base of Knesset. It's not so obvious that should be done, that is allowed to be done. So there are for anashim chashuvim, for tamidei chachamim, for rabbanim, but not to have all levayas. That's why many levayas are not in a shul. Many levayas are in funeral homes. But again, it's a halachic issue that needs to be dealt with in the each situation. Amar Rabbi Chana, have a zilna ba'adei de Rabbi Yochanan, l'mishal shmaitza. I was on my way, but after Rabbi Yochanan, to ask a question. Ki have a ilo beis akisei, v'havi be'ina mina milsa, lo pashalon. Right, after I needed to ask a question, but he went to the bathroom. Right? Why does the Gemara have to tell us that detail? Why does that tell us that detail about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan was a normal person also. Right, he also went to the bathroom, maybe also to teach us the halacha that the Gemara is about to mention. But Rabbi Yochanan, the writer of the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Gadol Hador, Vabina Menim Milsa, V'lo Pashalon Ad, he didn't answer us, Ad Demashi Yadeh, until he came out and he washed his hands, Umanach Tefillin, he put his tefillin back on, right, he used to wear tefillin all day, Umivarech, and he made a bracha on them. V'hadar, Amarlan, and after that he said, Afilu, another answer to our question. Afilu kiyem amrinan. Even, you know, we might say, kiyem bazeh mashkasa bazeh, li made lo amrinan. But the higher level of, he taught everything in this sefer, that we don't say. And that's what he said about Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He taught the whole Torah. What an unbelievable schus he had to teach all of Torah to Klal Yisrael. Amazing. Li made lo amrinan, and that, the Gemara assumes, is the highest level. Let's stop there for a minute to talk about this last line. So what did he do? He went in, he washed his hands, he came out, he put his tefillin on, and then he made the bracha? Are we supposed to make the bracha before anachas tefillin or after anachas tefillin? Right, the Gemara says, manach tefillin umavarek. Is that just a... it means you have to physically put it on, but he didn't tighten it before the bracha. That's what you might say. manach tefillin, but of course we know, we make the bracha on our tefillin before we tighten it. So we put it on, then we make the bracha, then we tighten it, maybe that's all it means. No one has to get so excited about this. It doesn't mean that he put the tefillin on without a bracha, and then he made the bracha. That's the pashtus, that he put the tefillin on, he made the bracha, and he tightened it.
Does this mean that it's better for a person to make the bracha afterwards, or could one have in mind that since I'm only going here, you know, for...
So again, that there's a separate issue about making the bracha, if I have to go to the bathroom during davening, do I make another bracha when I come back? So the post can discuss. If it was a serious bathroom stop, Pashtus, that was a hefsik, that was a hezachadat, and one needs to make a bracha putting on tefillin again. There's a machlokas, or sturbach as a tshuva, maybe only the first bracha of lahaniach. Misas tefillin is already a machlokas rishonim, whether to say the second bracha, machlokas, rambam, other rishonim. So maybe one, if one is mafsik for the bathroom, only make the first bracha. But if one, has a short bathroom stop for ktanim and not for gedolim, then there are poskim that say one should not make a new bracha, because may ikar hadin, not walking into the bathroom, we don't do that bisman hazeh, but me'ikar hadin, it could be like in the days of old, when one had to just relieve themselves, ktanim and not gedolim, one wouldn't even have to take off their tefillin. One should just could be able to just cover them, the Gemara talks about in brachas. But so maybe it wasn't even a hefsek hesek hadas, even though I took it off. But for gedolim, then one would have to make a bracha. But again, but we paskin that the bracha is made before the mitzvah is done. What exactly is the mitzvah? So the shel yad, the mitzvah is the tightening. Ukshartam la'os al yadecha. And therefore, when it's on the arm, we have to make sure that bar mitzvah kids know when exactly to make the bracha. Right before the tightening, la'aniyat tefillin, and then tighten it. Right? Not after one starts tightening it, because then that's not exactly over la'asiyasan. And by the shel rosh, that's even a little trickier. When the shel rosh, the Mishnah Berurah screams about this. He says, people don't make the bracha with the Baruch Shem Kavod at the proper time. Right, I was supposed to put the tefillin on my head, right when I put it on my head, before I get it into the right spot, because that's the mitzvah, I make the bracha. I'll miss the tefillin, according to Ashkenazim, according to the Ramah. Once I make the bracha, then I get it into the right spot. Once it's in the right spot, so then I say Baruch Shem. We say Baruch Shem because ke'ilu, it's an extra bracha because of the Rishonim that say you don't make a second bracha. Me'ikar adin, we paskin, the Ramah paskins, that you're supposed to make a second bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says that many are mistaken, that they say the bracha in the right time before they get it into the right spot, but then they say Baruch Shem before they get it into the right spot. And then they're just undermining and removing their bracha before they do the mitzvah. And that we shouldn't do that. Mishnah Berurah says there has to be a hefsek, there has to be a pause. Al mitzvah tefillin, get it into the right spot, look in the mirror, and then say Baruch. If I forget to say Baruch Shem, that's also okay. Because Me'ikar Adin, Ashkenazim Paskin, like the Rishonim, and that we're supposed to make two brachas on tefillin, not just one bracha. So Mishnah Berurah says we have to be very careful in terms of making the brachas at the proper time. But again, this language of Rav Yochanan is not against that. Pasha says it means he physically put on the tefillin, manach tefillin, and then he made the bracha at the proper time. Again, tefillin is a major topic that we just touched on here in terms of the order. Says the Gemara, last line of this section, of Yomar Mar. Wow, so you're, Rav Yochanan, you're telling me that the highest level is teaching Torah? And that is why maybe nowadays we could say, everybody fulfilled. But only Chizkio, we declared that he taught. But says the Gemara, Biyamar Mar, Gadol Limud. Didn't we learn back in Maseches Kiddushin, at the end of the first parak, Gadol Limud Torah, Shalimud, maybe the Demaisa? Isn't Limud the highest level? Talmud Torah. So what do you mean? Talmud Torah is the highest, even more than the Maisim. Right? Gadol Limud is greater because Limud is maybe the Demaisa. Answer, Lo Kasha, Halamigmar, Hala Agmure. No, there's a difference between learning and teaching. What's the difference? How does this cut? Which way does this cut? Learning and teaching. So Rashi has his shita, Tosfos has his shita, and Tosfos at the end of the Tosfos quotes the She'iltos to Rav Achoigon. Three different understandings of this Gemara. Let's go with Rashi. Rashi says, as we would have understood it, teaching is the highest level. Teaching includes learning. I can't teach unless I previously learned it. And therefore, when does the Gemara say Talmud Gadol Shemevili De Maisa? That's true. But if we would have a hierarchy, the highest level is teaching Torah. Then you have learning Torah, and then you have actually doing mitzvos. Right? That's the levels. And therefore, what Rabbi Yochanan meant was like teaching Torah, that's the highest level. Talmud Gadol, you're right. That's learning Tarsha maybe Lidei Maisa. That's greater than the in terms of the teaching, that is the highest level. That is what Rashi says. Lemigmar laatzmo Maisa Adif. Maisim are greater than, meaning kiyum mitzvos might be greater than the personal learning. Avol agmure lachrini adif mi maisa. Right, to teach others, that is the highest level, says Rashi. And the Tosfos discusses whether this is true or not. Maybe learning leads to maisa. Right, there's a discussion here how else to read the Gemara. The Shilto seems to have the flip side, that the learning, the last couple of lines of Tosfos, ligmer nafshe limud gadol shemevi l'dei maisa v'lagmur l'acherim lo adif, is not as great. There's always a question. Rav Chashuke Chabad here discusses, you know, what happens if somebody has the chance to give a shiur, but then they would have less time to learn Torah themselves, and they would be able to become less of a Talmud Chacham, you know, by spending all of their time giving shiur. Obviously, you have to know a certain basic amount of Torah to be able to give shiur. But let's say somebody feels that they could get into higher knowledge and heights in that area if they would sit and learn instead of giving shiurim. Which wins? So he says, Rav Yecheskel Abramsky had this question when he started coming to what he says in Yeshiva Slobodka, and he gave shiur. I mean, that's what the answer is going to be. That if somebody has the ability to spread Torah, to teach Torah, that's their responsibility. And you know what many sources say? The person will have siyata d'shmaya in order to become that Talmud Chacham, with all of it. The schus of the tzibur, the schus of the rabbim. Ki amalami Torah lachaver yish biyado shtayim. Talmud shu osik ba b'shar shamalam de lachaver v'gam yish biyado maisa. Teaching Torah is limud, and it's lalamed, and it's maisa. It's all three. And this is something that is crucial. And he quotes a tshuva from Rav Moshe about this also, Rebbe Preda in Erevin, right? He taught it 400 times to the student. He probably could have learned a lot more by himself. But you know what? He obviously did the right thing. He obviously did the right thing. The Paschal at the end of the Gemara, that he got 400 more years, or all of his Dor went to Olam Haba. Again, that is the godless of this chus, of somebody being able to teach Torah. Again, obviously there's a lot more here, but we need to continue. Amar b'yochanan mishum b'shem b'yochai. Ma'i d'chsiv. Ashreichem zor'ei al-kol mayim mishalchei regal ashor v'achamor. Praised are those who plant al-kol mayim. Mishalchei regal ashor v'achamor. We darshin kala osik b'torah u'gimilas chasadim. Whoever is osik in Torah and chesed, zochel anachla shnei shvatim. Will be zochel to be nochel anachla of two of the great shvatim. Shneimar. How do we get this from this pasuk? Ashreichem zor'ei vein zriya elet staka. Zriya is a reference to chesed. Shneimar ziru lachem l'tzaka v'kisul v'chesed. And mayim vein mayim el Torah. Water is Torah. So you have water, you have mayim and zriya in the pasuk. That's Torah and chesed. Shneimar ha'ikol tzomei l'chul mayim. Right, everyone who's thirsty, come to water. V'zoche l'nach l'shnei shvatim. And this person who fulfills tzaka and Torah will be zoche to the nachla of two shvatim, zoche l'kila ki Yosef, they'll be zoche to the canopy of spirituality like Yosef, t'chsev pen parat Yosef, b'no soda ale shur, right there you see the word, v'zoche l'nachlas Yisachar, and also Yisachar, t'chsev Yisachar chamor garem, right, and that's why in the pasuk you have regel hashor v'achamor, Yosef is the shor, and Yisachar is the chamor. Is the amri? And some say, oivam nozlin lefanav, it will be even better, right? Their enemies will fall in front of you, like Yosef, Dachsev, Bohemian, Amimian, Nagach, Yachtov, Afse, Aretz, Vizocher, Labinok, Yisachar, and they'll have the deep understanding of Yisachar, the members of the Sanhedrin. Dachsev, Umebre, Yisachar, Yodebina, Leitim, Ladas, Mayase, Yisrael. The great, knowledge that would be achieved. Rav Soloveitchik has an unbelievable pshat. We'll have to get back to this in Meruba on Daf Pei Beis, where this pasuk is also quoted about Haikol Tzomei L'Chul Mayim Chazal Darshan, based on the psukim after Az Yashir, that Bnei Yisrael went 3 days without water and they were thirsty, and Mara and Chazal Darshan Ein Mayim Ela Torah, they were thirsty for 3 days without Torah, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakein Kriyas HaTorah. Nobody ever goes 3 days without hearing the Torah. Monday, Thursday, Monday, Monday, Thursday, Monday. And the question of Soloveitchik asked on that Gemara, they didn't have the Torah yet. That was in Mara. That was after Kriyas Yavta. What were they thirsty for? They weren't thirsty for Torah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, yes, they were thirsty for Torah. Not out of the obligation to learn Torah, but that every Jew has an innate connection to Torah. Maybe it comes from learning with the Malach in utero, Gemara Nida, but that's that Gemara. Haikol Tzomei L'Chul Mayim. Right, the that's the, they were thirsty, because we had this inside the pintel yid, the nekudas hakedusha of every Jew, that's what was driving, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu had to do at that time. Now we move on to the second parak. Ketzat haregel mu'edes. Now we get back, if you remember, the Mishnah on Tesvav Amid Beis had a number of statements, and this parak, the next couple of Mishnayos, are going to explain those statements. So the Mishnah there said, regel mu'edes l'shbar derech hilucha. So now we're going to explain that. Ketzat haregel mu'edes, how is regel mu'ed? L'shaber b'derech hilucha. Right, Rashi says, it's a question and an answer. To break b'derech hilucha, to break something as it is going. Ha-behema mu'edes l'halik kadarku l'shaber. A behema is mu'ed to walk, and to go, and to break things. And that's why, as we learned earlier, Shein and Regel is putter in Rishus HaRabim, because this is normal behavior, and you have to, the Nizak should have watched out. But what if the animal is kicking? Oh, which is Karen. Or is what we have called before tsroros. The animal is walking and a pebble shoots out from its leg and goes and breaks something. That was the halacha l'moshe misinai. V'shibretz akele. Mishalim chati nezek. That's chati nezek. But these are for two reasons. Mevaetes is cause of Karen Tam. And tsroros is cause of the halacha l'moshe misinai. Darsa ala kli v'shavarto. What if an animal smashes a kli, walks onto a kli and breaks it? V'nafal al kli v'shavro, and then a piece of that kli, a shard, shoots out and breaks another kli. Al harishon mishal nezek shalem, on the kli that was trampled, that's normal, regel, nezek shalem, v'yala achron mishal chatzi nezek, and on the other kli that the shard shot out and hit, that's chatzi nezek, that is tsroros. Right, Tosfos says, the chiddush is on the bottom, itzrich lashmi inon, the saka daidaf de mishune. You might have thought that even on the kli stepped on, it's mishune. If a part of a kli shot out, that means he must have stepped on it really, really hard. So maybe that was Karen. Kamashmala, no. An animal could step on a kli, and it could still be called regel, and the other part could, he could be chayev chatzi nezek. The Nibuki Yosef says here that the chiddush is that you could be chayev two things in the same case, one nezek shalom, one chatzi nezek. Right, Tosfos says one chiddush, the Nibuki Yosef has another. Weiter. Hatana golin mu'adin l'halik kedarkon l'shaber. It's not just oxen, chickens. Chickens are mu'ad, also to jump around and to break things. Hayat dalil, kashur, baraglov. What if there is something tied onto the leg of the chicken? Oshaya mahades, umishaber es akelim, or he's hopping around and he breaks kelim through tsroro, something that shot out from his leg, mashalim chatzinezek. Right, the Rishonim here say, the Rush says, anytime that the animal didn't touch it directly, but something shot out, or something that was tied onto it flew out, that is called tsroros, and that is chatzinezek. Good. Amalei Ravina l'Rava. Says Ravina to Rava, Hainu regel, Hainu behema. What does the first line mean? What is a regel muedes? L'shaber v'derech hilucha. What's the, and then the next line. Ha behema muedes v'halei kedarko l'shaber. First two lines of the Mishnah, saying the exact same thing. Regel muedes, and then behema muedes. Hainu regel, hainu behema. Answer, Amar le, tana avos v'ktani toldos. Right, no, it says avos and toldos. First is an av, then is a tolda. Says the Gemara, elameata. What about the next line? Elameata, seifa diktani. The next Mishnah, which talks about the other line in the Mishnah from the first parak. By chain, on yutes. Hashein mu'edes, habehema mu'edes. My avos and my toldos ika. There it also repeats it, but there it's hard to say one's an av, one's a tolda. Because the first line says, the shein is a mu'a to eat what's roi, and then it says, fruits and vegetables. So what, fruits and vegetables are a tolda? The first, that's what roi law is. So even if you want to say the first Mishnah in this parak, the first line is the av, the second line is the tolda, but the second Mishnah in this parak, it's hard to explain it that way. So the Gemara says, havikam hadulai bibidi chusa. He answers him. Rava answers him, who's known throughout the Gemara in a few places to be a little, to give a little joke sometimes. He answers him as a joke. V'yamar, anoshana chada, v'ashani chada. Look, I explain the first Mishnah. You have to explain the second Mishnah. Right, he didn't give him an answer. Maybe as a educational method, he said, "You got to answer. You know, not everything is for me to answer. I laid the groundwork for you to answer this question also." So he didn't answer the question. V'tayim emayis. The Gemara asks, what's the answer? Amar Ravashi, Tana, Shein Dechayev, Aktani Shein Debehema. The two lines are to include the Shein, meaning the Chiyev of Shein, for a Chaya, for a non-domesticated animal, and for a Behema. Why would you need both? Sakadai Dechamina, you might have thought, Veshilach as Be'iroksiv, the Pasik, that's the source of Shein, as we had, says, you send your Be'irok Behema in Chayalo. Behema in, the Behema. Tame animals in, an ox, a sheep, a goat, but chaya lo. But if I have a chaya, maybe, there is no, chiyuv as normal. Right? Kamash malan, chaya bechal behema. Kamash malan, chaya is bechal behema, and therefore your chaya for shein of a chaya and shein of a behema. Did you, what would have been the havamina? That you would have been putter for the shein of a chaya? Right? Or you would have been chayiv even in rishus harabim. The regular rules. Right, chaya would even be more of a reason l'chaya. It's interesting what the havamina was, but either way, the havamina is that it wouldn't be normal shein kamash malan. Ihachi hamiboy le'misa bereisha. Right, so if that's true that chaya is l'chal behema, so why doesn't the Gemara first talk about behema and then talk about chaya? Right, why in the Mishnah does it first have keitzad hashein mu'ades, which we say is chaya, and then the second line is habehema mu'ades? Say the basic yisod, basic din first, and then say what's included. Answer, no. Haida'as yelei midrasha chavivalei. No, what Chazal learned out from midrasha is chaviv. They worked hard, they figured it out, and there's a certain chavivus to something that the person that Chazal create. The Gemara has this a number of times, that what is learned out from midrasha is said earlier. Right? The Shem Mesana Balacha here quotes the Achronim, quotes the Yad Malachi. So one of the encyclopedic encyclopedias on the Gemara. D'davar sheha adam motzei mehekish sichlo v'chakiraso. Something that a person comes up with himself. Chaviv lo harbe v'samach alav u'mischabed bo yoser v'mashe nimser lo minakabalah. If I figure it out myself, I come up, it's more beloved to me. I worked on it, so it's mine. And therefore, it's very beloved. That's what, adi aslam midrasha chaviv alay. We've quoted this idea in another context in the past. There's a Gemara that comes up. It comes up in many places in Shas. If you look, the place in Bava Kama that it comes up is Mem Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara in the fourth parak talks about Nechemya HaAmsuni, or Shimon HaAmsuni. He darshaned every S in the Torah. Every S teaches me something until he came to as a Shemol Kechatira. What could you darshan from S? So he threw it all away. He said, it must be that I'm wrong, and you don't darshan things from S, because you can't include anything to Hashem. Say his Talmidim, Rebbe, kol mashe derashta matahei alayam. What about everything that you learned? What did he answer? Kishem shikibalti schar ala drisha, kacha gabal schar ala prisha. Right? Just like I got schar for darshaning, I'll get schar for throwing it away. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, oh, I can figure it out. Es Hashem alkechati l'rabba samadei chachavim. And the question, the Mefarshim, I think I heard it b'shem Rav Gifter, that what did Rabbi Akiva have that Nechemya Absuni could darshan every S? He couldn't figure this one out. It was such a hard one. The answer is, Rabbi Akiva had one thing that Nechemya Absuni didn't have. He had Nechemya Absuni to look at. He had someone who was ready to throw away his life's work because he was meshubit and kafif to the MS, because he thought, I must be wrong. Ah, l'rabos talmidei chachamim. Because, why was it so hard? Because this was his, this was chaviv to him. This was his work. This was his PhD thesis. He was 98% done. And he could have just skipped that one, and nobody would have noticed. But he said no. He was ready to throw it away. Even though it was chaviv to him, he was ready to do it, and that was his gavus. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Reishanami. So if you say whatever is learned out from Midrash is Chaviv, so Reishanami, list the Ahidah Loksiva Bereisha. So also in the Ar Mishnah, why don't you say what's learned out from the Drasha first? So Achi Ashda, wait a minute. Hasam, Edivid, Avos Ninu. Over there, they're both Avos, right by Shane. Chai and Behem are both Avos. So there's no choice one over the other, they're equal. Hachta Asile Midrasha Chaviv Alei. So you put the Drasha one first. Hacha, but in our Mishnah, Shavik Avik Tani Tolda. But in our Mishnah, no. You put the Av first, that what's regular Av? Trampling. And all the other things are listed secondly. You put the Av first. Or I did the Salik mi rego paza berego. Or the last line that we're explaining from the Mishnah earlier on Tesvav was regel. So that's why you put that first. Good. Tana Rabbanan, we quoted a similar brisa earlier about regel, behemah mu'ad es lahalik kedarka ulishaber. An animal is mu'ad to walk normally and break things. Ketzan, behemah shenechnas al chatzer hanizak, v'yizika begufa derech ilucha. Animal goes into chatzer hanizak, as we know, the place where regel is chayev, and damages as it walks with his body. U'besara derech ilucha, or with its hair. U'be'ukav sha'oleha, u'beshalev sha'oleha, with the saddle, with something normal on the animal. U'beprumbia shebefia, or with a bit in its mouth. U'bezug shebetzavara, v'chamor b'maso, or a donkey with its bundle. Mishalem nezek shalem. All of these pay nezek shalem. Right, where do we know this from? When is regel ever quoted outside of Maseches Baba Kama? Which yontif does this have anything to do with? So if we would have a trivia question, what yontif does regel have anything to do with? So the Mishnah says, the last Mishnah, the sixth parak, we mentioned, the first six prakim are one sugya, samach beis mabeis, the donkey walking with the bundle and lighting the Chanukah candle on fire. Right, that's when this, where's Chanukah quoted in Mishnayos? There's no Hilchas Chanukah, but there are eight times, I think, in Mishnayos where it's quoted. So this is regel, right? If animal's walking, so it's not going to be his problem, right? This is considered normal behavior. Sumchis Omer. Now we have Sumchis. Tzroros v'chazir shaya nover ba'ashpa v'hizik. Sumchis comes and argues on the halacha l'moshe misinai. The case of Tzroros, a pebble shoots out. Or if you have a pig that's digging in the garbage dump, and then something shoots out that he, as he's digging, v'hizik mishalim ezek shalim. Sumchis argues on Sroros, right? That is a big discussion. Remember we mentioned in the past, the Rambam seems to say that there is never, he says, there is never a machlokes about a halacha Moshe Misinai. So Sroros is one of the famous problems with the Rambam. Right? Sroros, Sumchis argues on the idea that Sroros is Chatzi Nezek. So how does the Rambam do this? So, maybe, the Netziv answers, it never says the words halacha Moshe Misinai by Sroros. It says Hilchas HaGemira law. It could be the Rambam thinks that that's not Halacha Moshe Misinai, that's some other type of Misora. But again, Sumchis argues on this. The Maris Chayis discusses that problem right here. Hizik Pshita. What do you mean Hizik? What? I already said over the answer. If a pig damages, pays Nezek Shalem, Ela'ema Hitis Behizik, Mishalem Nezek Shalem. If it shoots out, Sroros, Mandachar Shmayu. What is Sumchis bringing in Sroros? The Tanakhama didn't talk about Sroros. Chisura Mechzura Vahachitani. Add in a line to the Brisa. Sroros Ki Urchayu Chatzi Nezek. The Tanakama holds Sroros shooting out is Chatzi Nezek. The Chazir Shaya Got Nover Ba'ashpa. The Heat is Hezek Mishalem Chatzi Nezek. That is what we said. Any time that it's not direct, it shoots out, it is Chatzi Nezek. Sumchis Omer Sroros V'Chazir Shaya Nover Ba'ashpa. The Heat is the Hezek Mishalem Nezek Shalim. Sumchis argues on that it is Nezek Shalim. It's interesting. Tosfos here uses the Lashon in Nover that there is Sroros of Shein. If the pig is looking around, rummaging for food in the garbage, and something shoots out, that's not regel, that's shein. So Tosfos here is v'chadesh. You not only have tzroros of regel, you have tzroros of shein. Tosfos uses that lashon in Nover. Tana Rabbanan says the Tosefta, Tarnagolin shayim mafrichin mimakom lamakom. Birds that are flying from place to place. V'shavru kein l'bachad feyem. If they banged a kli with their wings and broke them, mishalem nezek shalim. That's nezek shalim. But if they broke with the wind from their wings, Mishalem and Chatzi Nezek. That's only Chatzi Nezek because it's not direct. Sum Chazom and Nezek Shalem, Lishitaso. Tanya Idah, Tanagol, and Shoyim Mahatzin Al Gabi Isa. The Al Gabi Peros, chickens that are jumping around the dough or fruit. The Tinfu, Onikru, they ruined it. Mishalem and Nezek Shalem. Hell, because it's direct. Helu offer otsraros, but if the dust that they cause to rise or the pebble shoots out, mishalem and chatzi nezek, sumchazom and nezek shalem. Same idea in all these cases. Whenever it's direct, nezek shalem, indirect, machlokas. Tanya idach tarnagol shayim afriach mimakom lamakom. He's flying from place to place. V'yatza ruach mitachas kanafav, v'shibres akelim, the wind, bro kelim, mishalem, chatzi nezek, stomach karabanan. That Brisa only quotes one opinion, like the Rabbanan. Amar Rava Bishlama Sumchis. I understand the Svara of Sumchis. Kesavar Kocho Kegufo Dami. Indirect is like direct. Kocho Kegufo, like we had earlier. Remember back on the guy, the case where the guy leaned on the five guys sitting on a bench. We had Kocho Kegufo Dami. El Rabbanan, but what did the Rabbanan hold? I Kegufo Dami, Kule Nezek Boy L'Shalem. Vi Lav Kegufo Dami, Chati Nezek Nami Lo L'Shalem. What's with half Nezek? Either all or nothing. Hader Amar Rava. Rava says no. Lo olam kegufo dami. V'chatzi nezek sroros hilchaz agemira la. No, it's chatzi nezek because of the hilchaz agemira la, the misora, which Rashi and Tosfos assume means halacha l'moshe misinai. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. Again, over the next couple of days, the next week and a half or so, the daffin will all be put up. But as I travel, it'll be, might not be as, not be up at the regular times, but eventually, by a week and a half from now, it'll be up. And as I've done in the past summers, we're going to stay a day ahead in the summers so that the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, that won't have to wait to get it till later. So B'nai Hashem will stay a day ahead once we settle into a regular schedule. Okay, we'll stop here.
No, I didn't.